Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy podcast. I'm Big. This is my homie.
Lazy. We're back with another one, man.
Yes, sir. And we got a special guest in the building. He ain't got one podcast. Nope. He ain't got two podcasts. He got three podcasts, man. And he got his own network. He got his own. So, you know what I mean? Give it up for a good friend, Quentin Bell. How you doing, man?
What's going on, y'all? Appreciate y'all having me.
No problem. This is our first official guest.
Yep.
Our first official guest, man. Shout out to our producer, B. Haywood. Yeah.
Shout out, B. Haywood, man.
How you doing today?
I got a good question for you, man. What made you start podcast?
Hold on. Before we get in that, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor. We got to give a shout out to the owner of A&F Beauty Bar, Diamond Ray Thomas. She does locks, wigs, dreads, whatever. She's a natural hair producer. Stylist. She's located at 5019 Preston Highway in that plaza right behind the Popeyes. Braids, wigs, all natural. She's good. Got her own shop. Diamond Ray Thomas is her Facebook name. Yes, A&F Beauty Bar. Go check her out.
All right, but yeah, now answer your question, man, bro. Just conversation. Enjoy conversation. Enjoy people's thoughts. You know what I'm saying? See different perspectives or whatnot.
Right.
But I just want to shout out y'all real quick. Y'all.
Really?
Second episode, you already got a sponsor. Right. Y'all got a producer. Shout out to bruh, like you said.
This is a hell of a producer.
Bruh putting in work out here. He got the lights, the cameras. B, you done seen my setup.
Yeah.
I ain't had no producer. My shit was at the mud for real. Like, hey,
well, one thing I can say, though, it's been in the making. Me and bro, I admire, you know, Brandon Big. I admire Big, you know. He's always been the same type of cat, had the same type of humor, so he always, you know, good to have around. So I knew once we started a podcast, it was going to be big. Because he wanted it to be big. He didn't want to just start out with the audio.
Real talk. Like, that was, and this is like a year in the making, bro. Like, no lie. Like, we've been talking about a year plus. And, like, man, like, if we're going to go in, man, we got to go all the way in. Like, we just can't do it. Like, I think it's the video is what track people. Audio's cool. But I think it's the video, YouTube. Like, because YouTube's a different. I catch myself. Like, I'm one of them niggas now. Like, I be home watching, like, instead of Netflix, I'm going to throw it on YouTube. You know.
That's what I found myself doing too. I done found myself watching a lot of different podcasts because I'm an information type of guy. I love when I see people do interviews and you can get stories behind how a song came out or, you know, a certain incident that happened, you know, from people that we admire, you know, in the industry or, you know, music, entertainment. But it's the information for me. And I feel like starting with our city, you know, trying to big up our city and put our city on is, you know, that's for the love. So I think the world gonna catch on.
Speaking of a little back information, do y'all know that Will Smith, Eddie Murphy was this close to being Mike Lowry in Bad Boys?
What?
Yeah. Really? I was watching Martin on somewhere and he said he was this close, like, cause you know they had that.
Do you think they would have a four coming out if Eddie would do it?
They got a four coming out now. They got the
process. I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Like
Will and Martin, you know, it's a vibe. I don't think Eddie and Martin, two super funny guys. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Will's funny, but he's not the funny one on the movie. He's the one that's spanking shit.
Yeah. I don't think Eddie can play
got
that
the
role.
Honeys, you know what I mean? The longevity. I think Will could play Mike Lowry on 10 different movies.
Yeah.
Mac Lowry fits Will, right? That's always been his makeup.
Right.
That's not Eddie Murphy's makeup.
Right.
You would have had to change who he was.
Yeah.
Facts.
You would have the character to make it fit Eddie Murphy and Martin.
Facts, but now it just popped in my head, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, but he was funny, though.
He was super funny still, yes.
He wasn't action.
Right.
It was. He had a little action, but Martin's it was a little
Martin's the granny. He's the funny one. You know, he... People saying on number three, they was like, I ain't really like number three. Martin was such a granny. He didn't want to, you know, he was lazy. But Martin's always been like that. Man, I ain't trying to run
here
guns blazing.
Ah, okay, yeah, okay. I'm talking about Bad Boys there. Okay, yeah.
I ain't trying to run here guns blazing, man. Let's talk to him.
Yeah,
We are not immigration.
Yeah.
But what you think about, I know we had talked about this, but what y'all think about Zion Williams, man? I kind of caught the back end of it because I didn't really see the hype behind it. I seen when he dropped that he was having a baby.
Uh-huh.
Then I seen five side chicks. You know, that's another thing about side chicks. We can tie all that into this one conversation. How do y'all feel about that? Because me, I think that we didn't even know who he was dating until he came out with a baby.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know who he was flying out to the games and none of that. I thought he was a goofball.
Yeah, he looks like him. I ain't gonna say he's a goofball, but
The way he dressed.
The way he go about things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know he was spanking shit. I heard like that.
Yeah, thought he was a virgin or something.
But
he
just, I don't know.
$100 million virgin, that's a good first.
He dropped that he's having a baby, then five side chicks came out. Oh, he was flying me out to the game. He was... I'm a porn star, and I think it's all clout chasing. We didn't know who you was dating until the man came out with a baby.
My thing is, though, like, he ain't doing nothing wrong, but, like, in the case, from what the little screenshots I done read with Mariah Mills, like,
right, is that the porn star?
Yeah, that's the main porn star.
Okay.
It was all transactional, so what the fuck are you and your feelings about? He was paying for it. That's what he does. Like, ain't nothing wrong with it, but I'm like, you wrong.
Like, that's what's wrong with sad chicks, though. Sad chicks, I feel like the best type of sad chick you could have, you know what I'm saying, is a sad chick that your woman knows. Other than that, they waiting to blow up your spot.
What do you mean? Like, no, like, that's a polygamy racist here.
I mean, you can take it as poly or you can take it as some women, you know what I'm saying, not my woman. I'm just saying, I feel like some women, look, I know what he got going on. He a boss, or he a type of nigga that handles, you know, home and stuff like that. Some women, that's all you got to do is handle home, and the rest of it's like, shit, I know, you know, he's never home anyway. You know what I'm saying? Some women, they don't have to know the woman, but they to know that they man has another woman somewhere. You know what I mean?
True.
Back in the 60s and 70s, you didn't have social media.
True. Social media changed everything. You know? Like, social media fucks up a lot of shit. But for the Mariah chick, one of her tweets said basically was, I know the NBA lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I know to keep quiet.
Right.
So that's why she thought she was going to be the main.
Right.
But to him, it was transactional. To her, it was something different. Shorty was in love.
Man, like, I don't know, man. These women be opportunists.
Yeah, but you can't be. If she was trying to trap him or be with him, like, I don't know, but you supposed to love on him, act like you like him or something. If everything was transactional, you get this and that. That ain't the way to go on it.
The thing is, if everybody knows.
Huh?
If everybody knows, there's no getting caught up.
You right about that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I say if your woman know and your side chick know.
But she been going on Twitter for like 3 or 4 days. Like, she just.
Yeah, it's the cop. Especially the porn star chick. She got a website.
Yeah.
She's hurt, though. The other chick, I think you right, though.
The third one, too.
Yeah, they clout chasing. She just clout chasing.
Yeah.
Like, you was fucking with me, too. I could show a video.
Right.
I was in New Orleans. I got pictures saying I was in New Orleans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm just clout chasing. I'm trying to attach my name to the store, get my followers up, get my shit up, get my bag up.
But what happened? Why didn't they come out before?
Because when no reason to come out.
Facts.
He, like you said, we didn't know what bro was doing, but as soon as bro put them pictures out,
yes.
Now, that's why I said she's hurt. Now it's like, well, why you ain't show me off? Why you ain't put my name out here? Why you ain't get me pregnant? Because she thought she was going to get that bag.
Facts.
Now, the other chick got the bag, which the chick he got pregnant supposedly had an OnlyFans too at some point.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, he got a tight. You feel me?
Let's yeah, he do.
Uh-huh.
I like hoes too. me and Zion both got a tight.
We say he like the BBLs, but he got a tight.
Right. I mean, I think for the overall, it's like, I think the outrage of us men is like, man, why are you throwing all this money out? And whoop, but a lot of us don't live like that. That's a simple, he might have, like you said, B, he might have thought that this was an equal transaction. You know what I mean?
Every man got a trick bill, though.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every man got a, whether it's $5 or you got a quarter billion dollars, it might be $500,000. You know what I mean?
My thing is, if you know what this is about, it don't matter if I come out with a baby or a wife.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you cutting yourself off the supply, or you know what I'm saying? Really? You know what I'm saying? That's why I said it's better. The best type of side chick, if you was going to have a side chick, is you have to be a real P about it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you a man that handles his business and he's not in the home all the time and you away on business or any type of hustler or type of guy, most of those women know what type of guy they got. You know what I mean?
And my thing is, though, like, when it comes to side chicks and relationships, I think a man can have as many women, like, poly relationships as he can afford. If he wants 2 or 3 girlfriends and he can afford it, like, I read a post. It was a lady was married with this guy for so many years, and the good man never missed a beat, took care of family, yada, yada, yada. But let's just say out of the 10 years, she eventually found out that he had one little chick he was messing with for maybe 8, 9 years, most of the years.
Right.
And it was like, what's the problem? It wasn't taken away from the family. He never disrespected you. You know, I don't know how he found out, but I'm like, I don't know. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the problem is they didn't know.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the issue came in. At.
Yeah, okay.
That is where the problem came in. They didn't know.
Me being married, I think, me and my wife been together for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So any growing up that I had to do, she kind of allowed it. It allowed me to grow up. Not allow, you know, me being unfaithful or, you know, stuff like that. I think she kind of allowed me to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Before she just hit the road. You know what I'm saying? But,
bro, they say the most growing up is when you, like, from like one, from the time you born to like one. That growing up from 20 to 30, bro, unless you a fucking idiot and you just don't grow up, but you are like, that's the most growth, bro. Like, I give so much leeway and like long ropes to, you know, people in their early 20s, because you Your mind right. ain't fully developed until you're 25. That's a stack. Especially the part, the critical thinking, that ain't developed until you're 25, so.
And it's about appreciating what you have. You know what I mean? I think it's all about appreciating. As young black men, we don't appreciate having something good to come home to unless it was our moms. So yep. we didn't have, to me, on my behalf, I feel like I've never had an OG say, man, you ain't got to cheat. You ain't got to be like that, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be a player. You ain't got to do this. You ain't got to do that. It's always being, you know,
Could you be a side nigga? Could you, like, if you ever see yourself, you know, you wasn't married or something, Q, right. I'm going to ask you, like, could you be like, I don't know. I tried that shit and I couldn't do it, bro. Like, I got too involved like an old bitch. Like, I got, my feelings is hurt. Like, damn, what about me? Like, you serious? Like, could you be a,
I'd have done it.
You didn't done it?
I'd have done it.
I done done it before, too, but I couldn't.
I'd have done it. I ain't going to lie. It's going to sound fucked up on the spot. But I was cool with it.
Yeah.
And the reason I say I was cool with it is because I knew what it was.
Right.
Communication. I knew what it was going in. Hey, we just fucking. When your dude tripping.
Yeah.
Or you just need something, you want to sneak out. Bet. That's where I come in at.
Like, I used to do it in my early 20s, like being a, I can't, like, I don't know, like, I was, I was like going, talking to the mic. Yeah, I got you. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know, when I was in my early 20s and like, I don't know, I was proud side nigga, the yada yada yada, but I don't know, I had a situation in my, I say 30, a couple years ago, like, I just couldn't do it, bro, like. She had a husband and everything. Like, that was the best woman I ever had in my life.
Right.
But she had a husband, bro. No lie. She's like the... Everything was perfect. Every fucking thing was perfect, bro. The only thing is, she wasn't mine. Like, that was a hell of a...
I think, for me, being a sad dude,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real. I'm not emotional, but I feel like, what's life if it's not personal? If you have somebody, you know... I feel like it's, like, again, it's about communication. If I know we wouldn't be good together, and this is... exactly how it will work, then I'm fine with it. But then again, it's like karma's a bitch. True. You know, you might end up getting you a woman that you fuck with, and you done fucked all these niggas' bitches and niggas' wives, and you finally find you one you won't settle down with, and she do you the same way. Because to me, finding a good man, to me, for a woman, it's easier than they make it seem.
Finding a good
bitch. Because I feel like men and women, we pass up on good things. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to tell you this.
I think women, they have, some women have their standards so high that they pass up on that good dude that they got a decent job. And because if you look at all these females that's out here that go through dude after dude, most of these dudes are the same type of dudes.
Mm-hmm. But, and that's the thing, though. Like, it's a study, like, 90% of women are getting screwed. I'm messing with 10% of the dudes, like,
right,
and they 10% is like high earning, you know, popular, athletic, yada yada yada. But I'm gonna say this, and I'm guilty of this too. If people would just look past the physical appearances, you will find the love of your life tomorrow.
That's true.
If everybody just threw the visual looks out of it, like, it's a man or a woman right now in your inbox, in your direct phone or whatnot, if you would just gave them a chance, they'd be the woman or man in your dreams.
But some women think that's settling, though. I mean, men, too. They think it's settling. Like,
we as people get caught up on the wrong shit.
Facts.
We get caught up on money, looks, what can you do for me? It will, but we supposed to. You married. We supposed to look at, all right, what can we do for each other?
Right.
How can we build this? How can we make this greater as us?
And that's why I know I would always be married to the woman I'm with, because she's selfless.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk, bro. I don't have a woman that's, you know what I'm saying? She's cool with a night in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not tripping off a bag.
You get a lot of these females that's like, nah, you got to take me out. We got to do this. We got to do that. Same thing with niggas. Like, all right, now you got to fucking me here. You got to do this to me. You got to do that with me.
We go back to social media, bro.
Yeah.
Selfie. The most popular picture on social media is a selfie.
Facts.
Selfie. What's the burst? What's selfish? Mm-hmm. Selfie. I'm telling you, bro. It's the base word.
That's real.
Bro. Selfish is self. You know what I mean? It's
facts.
Like, and it's almost a point, like, you get false hope. Like, you can go, like, I'm feeling down on myself. I can whoop, whoop, whoop. I feel like shit. Let me take a nice selfie. Let me get the right angle. Let me go back maybe a year or two, get that club picture with my ass was fat. You got 100 likes.
Right.
You but got you, 10 niggas in the inbox. They be sucking Cheetos out of your ass. Huh?
Right.
I'm serious, right? Like,
nah, facts.
Now I think that's why women have the bigger option. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel like the women's thirsty, too. You have women that I have women that holler at me. Being a barber, me being a coach, me being, you know, outside. Like, I think that's the difference. Like you said, the social media makes you outside anywhere. Like, you can post your ass. A woman, female, can post her ass, and she get a 100 likes. And like you said, dudes all in the inbox that'll pay for a night.
Mm-hmm. I know. Done seen some wild shit. I ain't nothing wrong with paying for it, man, but I didn't. Nah. I can't compete with
That's, I think, you know, I think real players fucked up the game for the regular peas.
Yeah.
The regular homies that, you know, man, I ain't really pressed on a relationship. I'd rather pay you to get you gone.
I'm one of them.
You know what I mean? Yes. I don't want to have to text you every day and say good morning because we fucked yesterday. And
I'm too old to go on dates. How much you want for it?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, but let me ask y'all, though. Do y'all think social media made it cool to have side pieces and side chicks?
I think it made it harder not to.
Bro.
Because some women, I'm not going to, that's why I said, I can't, like we said, we're not going to bash men. We're not going to bash ourselves. Even if we talk about fucked up niggas, mm-hmm. we're not going to bash the females. Even if we talk about.
I can't afford multiple women.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, though. But I don't think I could neither. Because even if I was rich.
Fuck, I'm gonna do with five. I'm hungry, Tech. What the fuck?
I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? Even if I was rich, you would get a higher profile woman to be like, shit, he gonna pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You being silly, like, I fuck with her, she fuck with me, I'm gonna pay everything and have my woman. And fuck no. I think the more money I get, the cheaper I'm gonna get anyway.
I don't know. If I'm like, I'm just an NBA player, I don't wanna keep bashing Zion. Especially that stupid, them numbers they giving out. But I got 100 million. Oh, God.
It makes
it ain't
easy.
Nothing to throw $500.
But you gotta think.
Shit, huh?
But you gotta think though.
I'm going to the project.
One slip up, these babies.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially if you a high profile. Say we blow up with the podcast. This is we gonna be big.
When we
go blow up the podcast, and B Fines is, you know, he's out in the world and they throwing it at him. He ain't even got pay for it.
Yeah.
One of them babies. I think a lot of this conversation will change.
Ah, yeah.
Because they getting jerseys. They getting
a
nice
million
amount
a year?
Of number.
Blake Griffin's the baby mama was getting.
You feel what I'm saying? What's your boy? What's your girl? Your boy, he played for Charlotte, and he got the light skins.
You talking about PJ Washington.
Yeah, PJ Washington. Yeah. She was trying to milk him for everything.
Yeah.
And didn't cry when she didn't get it. That's my
thing. You talking about Brittany
Renner? That's what I'm saying. Like, we have to, as men, we have to be smarter because we so thirsty sometimes.
Colin Kaepernick said he used to make us pay for our own flights out there. After her, when he was out in San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick.
I mean, somebody got to pay for it.
Yeah,
that's smart though.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna see what you own. Because when you get out here, we already know I'm gonna spend money on you and I'm gonna do shit.
But let me say this though: some guys, they just you find a sucker. What you do with suckers? You lick them. Some of these guys put themselves in bad positions to get used and abused. I'm not saying you deserve to get used and abused, but some guys put themselves in bad positions. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
true. Yeah, that's true.
So sometimes, like you say, she was bleeding P.J. Tucker, yada, 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 but Colin Kaepernick was making her pay for her own flights.
Yeah. And it's just not, I don't think it's just not, it's a lot common than we think, than to get with these strippers and OnlyFans models, you know what I'm saying? I mean, your boy did it too.
Could you date a chick, date a stripper chick?
Yes.
I could too.
I could because a lot of these females is bosses. That get to that point that they're not even stripping in their home city.
I'm talking about
like
a low down bottom stripper that makes like $75 a night.
I don't know. $75 a night ain't. I don't think it's bringing nothing home. My opinion's gonna change if you coming home with them bands.
The conversation's different when the money change, and that's
you know
just real.
Uh-huh.
Facts.
Could y'all date a porn star?
So you talking about an OnlyFans chick?
I'm talking about a professional porn star gang. No, some of them OnlyFans chicks, they just on their own Instagram showing their little body, maybe playing with themselves. I'm talking about the porn star didn't got gangbanged. She didn't got, baby, work was tough.
What about your favorite, porn star?
Hmm.
That's a good question.
Who is your favorite porn star? Give me a favorite, what's your favorite porn star?
What's your girl to be in the car? She be in her car. Nasty B. Nasty B, is that her name?
My homeboy sent her a clip the other day. She's like, can I still do it? And she put the head, she put the legs up on the back of her head. She's like, yeah, I still got it. Oh, man, favorite porn star.
Cherokee D.S. is probably Cherokee. One of my favorite from childhood.
That's I like Cheyenne up. Jacobs, man. If I ever get some Zion, I'm going to give her, what, about 650?
Why you think they give Pinky such a bad rap? She got big, but I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, niggas, what's wrong with big women? Like,
I don't know, man. Big women, I feel like they get the short end of the stick, and I would much rather be with not a big, you know, rap future woman.
Yeah,
but she's still shapely though.
She still ain't no.
I'm just saying, big. Though, like, if you like a big old fake ass on a regular chick, that's weird to me. Like the ant body. Bitch.
Yeah,
I hate that. You know what I'm saying?
The Pinky shit never made sense to me, cause niggas was hating on Pinky, but they mama looked like that.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all mamas was fine back in the day like that too, and still fine. Niggas is still fucking on your mama.
I'm pretty sure she still got a sexual talent.
She just big. She just big, man. And I think a lot of guys is intimidated.
Since she got on birth control,
by bigger women.
Like
you know what I'm saying? I think they just intimidated. I think dudes is intimidated by women with money. So they don't know how it is when they get with a chick that they think got some dust. She might have a crib, she might have some clothes and, you know, nice little car, you know, can maintain her life. But once you come in, it's a whole nother thing. She gonna expect for your ass to step the fuck up and be paying most of the bills. When I feel like you meet a bitch that fucks with the 50-50 shit, you know what I'm saying? Because 50-50 could go a long way. I hustle hard, you hustle hard, everything gets split down the middle, but women be so caught up on being taken care of too. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's their downfall, because if you don't ask me for nothing, I'm going to give you whatever you want.
On my mama, bro, like, a real man ain't going to let, especially if you're a solid woman. You know how you can tell if a woman's ain't worth for shit? If she looks good and she's out here fucked up, she ain't worth a quarter. You know you out here fucking. A nigga, a real man ain't gonna let you, you know.
Right.
Especially if you a halfway decent woman, you ain't gonna, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna put effort to look out for you. Yeah. I ain't gonna allow you to be out here looking bad, looking
but
crazy.
I know women. I know women that really, truly believe in their heart that you have to come in here and build the table, make sure everything's taken care of, so I can have fun. And I can turn up and, you know what I'm saying? That's the weirdest type of shit to me, because my thing is if I get hurt out here or something, can my woman be there for me? Can my woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know dudes that done died and they woman, they kids and shit is out here messed up now because she didn't have no hustle, no. You just got to take care of everything. You got to be the one to take care of everything. But my thing is, we didn't even grow up like that growing up. If you knew somebody growing up who had their mother and their father or stepdaddy in the house with their mother, it was 50-50.
It really was. Like, my thing is, though, 50-50, said be 20. I think if you ain't nothing wrong with it, whatever you want to think about.
Nah, it's all about an understanding.
You just got to find somebody on the same page. But, like,
cause I ain't gonna lie, not to cut you out, I pay most of the bills.
Uh-huh.
I pay all the bills.
Yeah.
But it's our understanding.
Right.
When she gets her money and things is already taken care of, it's just done like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I mean by now my woman wants to, well, cool, let me do this and do this and do that for you. Let me make sure you got this and that for the kids and everybody eats and all of that, because I pay the bills. That's the 50-50 shit to me, making sure that somebody else is pouring back in my cup. Because if I'm just here paying all the bills, getting your hair done, and don't get me wrong, if that's y'all understanding, that's cool. But like I said, what if I get out here and get shot? I get out here and get into a car wreck, and I can't get up and hustle every day.
We can't ignore the
what
red
can
flag.
You do for me? Will we have to downsize?
Yeah.
Sure. And most people do.
I think it's different. Like you said, it's different strokes for different folks.
Right.
My last relationship was like that, where I paid all the bills. But nigga can go to the refrigerator. It was always something in there.
You feel what I'm saying?
It was always something on the stove.
Right.
So, like you said, it fit different. Plus, my perspective like that is because I seen my granddaddy do it.
Right.
My granddaddy paid all the bills. My grandma paid the phone bill, but she also kept food in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It like
it's 50-50.
It depends on how we gonna build this pie, right?
Right.
The ingredients I bring in with this relationship might be different with the next one.
Right.
But I'm still gonna build a pie. We still gonna make this pie. And if your ingredients is bad, we can't make this pie, then I'm gonna have to let you go.
Right. And I think a lot of the 50-50 shit we really wanna say, niggas like me, 100-100. I got 100, you got 100. If I plan on being with you forever and we building something and you don't want me to be one of them guys out here that think I can cheat and do what I want because I got money, then I need pool.
Yeah.
That's because a lot of these women, it goes back
to... I pay out the bills.
You feel me?
But once a week, speaking of Ike Turner, I'm going Ike Turner on you. Once a week, I'm slapping you around just for the hell of it. Hey, yeah, it's Thursday. Yep. Soon as it... No, not today. Yeah,
but
baby.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though, bro. A lot of men and a lot of women, it goes back to what we first said when we opened up the podcast today. A lot of men think that a lot of women will let you have bitches and whatever you want maintain the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing free in this world in a lifestyle of ain't got to worry about the rent being paid. It ain't free either. So I'm going to take an ass whipping, yada, yada, yada.
But let's go back to the men. The men feel like, hey, I pay all the bills.
I'm one of them men.
You feel me? I pay your car note. I make sure your kids and my kids are straight. I take care of your family. When I go on the road or I go do this and I go do that, I'm going to fuck off. And you going to fuck with it because you like your life.
Yeah.
If I can drive a Benz and you drive a Benz, what you going to cry in?
Right, that's the same way with the Mariah. Like, why are you crying, baby? Like, transactions, I know he's paying, you know, maybe. I don't know what he's paying, but you taking care of, you know, what the fuck you crying about?
Right.
He's probably still fuck with you if you did all this messy ass shit, you goofy.
That's my thing.
You fucking the bag up.
That's my thing. Mm-hmm. But since you said something about Ike, RIP to Tina Turner, man. We gotta get
it. That was my favorite movie growing up as a child. What's love got to do with it?
To me, a lot of those movies, I had a dark childhood too when I sit back and think about it, because a lot of those movies was horror movies, man.
Yeah, bro, real talk.
You know what I'm saying? When you a thin line between love and hate.
When you an adult, you can look back on them movies and be like,
The Color Purple.
That's
some
fucked up shit.
Yeah, this ain't what life's supposed to be like.
Hey, they making a part two of Love, What's Love Got to Do with It, starring Blueface and what's her name?
Krishan Rock.
Krishan Rock at Snaggle Tooth Bitch. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we. But I seen a recent interview that said that Tina was actually a gorilla pimp. You know, she wasn't as innocent as we thought. Kind of like Whitney Houston.
Yeah, she shot, what you call it? What's your boy's name for, what's his name? With the Jackson 5.
She shot Randy?
Tito? She shot one of them because he tried to get his girl back. And she was out pimping him out I don't know if she pulled a trigger, but somebody in her team pulled a trigger and popped that nigga. Yeah.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
Bro, all these stars ain't. None of these stars is as innocent as we think they are.
None of them.
They all got some shit.
I mean, they human. We all human.
Except Denzel Washington. That nigga can't do no wrong.
No, Denzel. Yeah. I ain't heard nothing about Denzel. Denzel's probably the most flawless nigga in Hollywood history.
What's your favorite Denzel movie, real quick?
Training Day.
Just recently. I'm going to say just recently.
Don't say Equalizer.
Just recently, Flight.
Oh,
I felt like he killed Flight.
He Got Game, bro. That was a hell
He Got Game was great. That's why that I said recently. Good. I feel like Denzel's like Wayne. I can't pick a particular song or movie.
So who's better? Will Smith? Denzel Washington.
Denzel
all day.
Thank you. Not Will Smith. Jamie.
First of all, Denzel. First of all, Jamie and Will don't have a training day.
But listen, though, I'm going to tell you this. I can see Jamie doing training day, but I couldn't see Denzel Washington doing Ray.
Okay. Jamie got a wider spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Jamie, don't give me.
Ain't that a.
Jamie could do a lot.
Ain't that ultimate flex for actor, though?
True. He could do a lot of roles, but my question is, the roles that they in, who does it better? And I'm going to go with Denzel. Does his roles better than Jamie does his roles?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I can see that.
Now I'm going to say Ray. Based on Ray, since you said Ray.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep it all with 100. Me being 31, born in 91, I feel like.
That's what I thought you was like 26, but go ahead.
Jamie Foxx is the greatest entertainer we've ever had.
Oh, my mama, bro.
He had a great album. His first album, or Unpredictable.
That was actually a second, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was great. You know what I'm saying? And he's been on other goated music, songs, features. He's been in goated movies.
Yep.
He's had his own TV show, and he's done stand-up. And he was really fucking beaming. It's not
really beaming, yeah.
He was really fucking beaming.
I'm going to say, so we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the pod, and the question was, which one is better, though, in Jamie? Jamie the music or Jamie the actor, right?
Django really set it off.
That's irrelevant. That's Mike. Quentin Tarantino's probably my favorite director, bro.
Me too. He's a sick motherfucker, but I think that's, to go back to music a little bit, I think it's fucked up for him to be that good of a director, writer, and then we don't like people like Tyler, the Creator, that talks all that crazy shit like Eminem, but he's black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think they didn't really like that coming from him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like every movie is from Quentin Tarantino, some motherfucker either getting raped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he do Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, that's a good movie. You feel what I'm saying? Pulp Fiction. They actually had it at the Palace here, like back in February. They had the Palace. They showed it on the big screen in the Palace.
The Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Pulp Fiction, another fucking horror movie. Ben Rhames got raped, man.
Yeah, he did get his ass.
But that's fucked up.
That was a weird scene.
Do y'all just
wait for people like, I got two more. Like, the dude just stumbled into what, I got two more. Like,
well, let me ask you something.
What?
For the right bag, could you be that role? Could you do that role in Pulp Fiction that Ben Rhames did?
No.
For the right bag, $200 million.
Mm. But
money ain't going to buy it. Money ain't buying my soul.
Mm-mm. I feel that.
I'm still gonna be me.
But I told you I'd be the nigga in Baby Boy. $40.
$40.
Yeah, I'd be the man in the barbershop talking shit around
that's
all
probably
bad the
bitches. That's probably the gas I get.
That's far as I go, but.
What about Wayman? What's his name in Shame?
Low Down Dirty Shame?
Yeah. He was super gay.
He was, though.
That was a different level.
Bro, the Wayans, bro, had a bet. They had their hands all over the 90s, bro. They had their hands.
True.
What's your favorite Wayans movie like? If you can go there.
More Money. I think More Money for me. More Money was it wasn't. I feel like Marlon is a goat, but he could be corny. The Wayans brothers, he was hilarious. He let loose on there, but when you just like when he does his own movies, like the stuff like that, like that shit don't be that funny to me. Like his stand up don't be funny to me. But
you don't think so?
Nah, man.
Did you watch the last one?
Man, I watched all.
You talking about
man.
The one he was talking about, Will and
yeah.
and Jada?
Oh, that last one was dope to me.
I gotta check. I probably gotta check the last one now. But I just think Wayans, the '90s Wayans brothers, like you said, Mo Money, Wayans brothers, TV show, that shit was goated.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I'm saying? But Mo Money for me, Mo Money was hilarious, man.
Nah, Slow Down, Dirty Shame.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. That movie's just.
Is that a Wayans movie though?
I mean,
that's. I think you can call it a Wayans movie if more than one of them is in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He was actually just him in
it. I think they produced it, though.
Yeah, if he produced it, then that's my favorite one, too.
Yeah, directed it.
Because Jada Pinkett was the baddest she's ever been.
True.
She was.
You know what I'm saying?
Ratchet.
She was perfect.
She was good in Woo, too. Remember Woo?
Yeah, she was good in Woo. So what's your favorite sports movie? I'm only saying that because I said Any Given Sunday, and Any Given Sunday is probably my favorite sports movie. It kind of showed you the behind the scenes of the NFL, you know what I mean. But Jamie was incredible.
Yeah,
they called me Willie. You know what I mean.
You know they fought.
They really fought.
But I'm gonna go with I really can't say He Got Game for my favorite sports movie, but so I'm gonna go with
What Got You?
Yes, definitely a sports.
I guess
movie.
I can.
I mean, that showed us. That's why I was so mad about U of L getting so in trouble because they showed you on there what happens when they go into the league and when they go into college. And Jalen Rose said, I wouldn't even come into your school to check y'all school out if I couldn't have women and some money.
Yeah.
Louisville got in trouble because Rick got too big headed.
That's exactly why. Yeah,
that's why I don't think so.
Bro, we had three major.
We left the game. We left the team in the hands of fucking what's his name?
Who?
David Paget.
No, the McGee.
Oh, you talking about who got us in trouble?
Yeah.
Yes, left the team in.
Hurry, assistant coach, do that. He just got the. He got caught up with it.
Facts.
My thing is though,
people run their mouth. That's all that was.
All this money Louisville got, and that's the best you can come up with, Katina Powell. Somebody was scheming off the budget, wasn't it?
But that's the cap. But that's the cap about the whole thing. She's already came out and said that it was fraud for the book. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. So I think you got to look at who we had.
But my thing is though,
none of them had needed money to come to a school. They was low star niggas.
Right.
Nobody wanted Luke Hancock no more. Nobody wanted Shane Bohannon because of his behavior. Nobody wanted a Russ because he was uncoachable.
And they was, I ain't gonna say uncoachable, but they was low style. They were,
That's why he's not in the NFL. I mean, in the NBA. They said he ain't coachable.
He too small to play point guard.
Nah, man.
He's a goon.
Nah, man. The league has changed, man. You could be a smaller point guard and get off. But I'm gonna tell you why I know he's uncoachable.
Why's that?
The first year he was here, he would come in. Shoot a three. You know, you gotta pass the ball.
I was gonna say, that's his game. He's a gun.
He used to go straight to the bench after that.
Yeah, he's a gun.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
You got to think, that's where people say that the game is scripted, because it's a way to, it's actually a script on the team. This is how we're going to go about this win tonight. And if you go out of that script, you can have somebody on the bench that might give you what you need. But nah, LeBron said that it's going like this, and we're going to play through it like this. You know what I'm saying? And the young boy said, I forget his name, on the Lakers, but he was like, how do y'all feel about LeBron coming back? He said, it's bittersweet. Uh-huh. He said, because we didn't have no
structure.
No script. It's hoop. And they actually got into the playoffs because LeBron sat out 2 months. You feel what I'm saying?
The thing with LeBron is the system got to go around LeBron.
It does, but that's what
LeBron got to be the centerpiece. And then it's kind of no longer team. It's how can we make LeBron look good?
Right.
Or how can we play good next to LeBron, and then everybody got to fit? Kind of like your Oubre, once he left Golden State. Mm-hmm. He can't fit that system.
Right.
And that's what he said. He said, I was on a better team there, but I can't – that ain't really – I can't play like that. He was in Charlotte.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I don't think Russ is uncoachable. I just think Russ got to be in the right system.
Right.
Russ got to be the star. Russ got to be your LeBron, and he ain't got LeBron skills.
Right.
No offense. You know what I mean? You can't have
I guess you could say the same about Lance Stephenson. I feel like Lance is – He's super athletic. He can get to the bucket, but
he had a good run.
He's not gonna play in your system.
Whoa, don't diss Lance. That's my dog.
I said he had a good run.
I think Lance can still play.
Lance should still be technique. Lance should still be in the league.
Yeah, he's a
role player. Role player, six
man off the bench. I would love him to come off.
Man, I think the kiss to LeBron. Well, the blowing in LeBron's ear kind of fucked Lance up.
Yeah,
because Lance used to try on D. Lance used to play defense.
But that's what makes me not like Paul George, because how is Lance Stephenson the only dog when y'all down? Well, how is he the only one? I feel like everybody shied away. Lance is the only one. Anything to fight, at least. You know what I'm saying? But
I never thought Paul George was a star like a
– I think
– I never liked Paul George.
He's a second role player. I would love to have him as my second best player on the team, not the first.
Yeah, he don't – like we talked about with Marcus – I know you're a Boston fan – with Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart got the dog, but he's the third best player. You need Tatum to have that dog, just like we needed, because I'm a Pacers fan. We needed Paul George to have that Lance Stephenson. I'm going to go get this.
Right.
Are we down by two, and we need to close this game out? Okay, cool, give me the ball. Everybody move out the way. But he didn't have that.
Since we on the NBA, I wish that the Denver Nuggets would have picked up Melo.
Just give him like a little.
So he can get a ring.
They talking about which 15 they should retire. If they really cared about Melo, they would never let the boy get 15 in the first place.
They don't.
It's facts. They didn't. I mean, you didn't bring him anything.
Right. Like
if he brings them a championship, which is looking like he's going to do, he's the legend in Denver.
Yeah.
That caps everything Melo ever did in Denver. If you ask me, he brought the
MVPs.
Rain.
He won back-to-back MVP, so he already had Melo B.
Yeah, but
we all love
he should have won a third MVP, but well, they just didn't want to get. Ah, come on, bro.
He should have won it this year. Let me say that.
That's three in a row.
He should have won it. But see, my thing is, them other two,
yeah.
I don't think he should have won.
I don't think MD should have got it. I don't really fuck with MD's game.
That nigga's like 7 foot, 300 pounds, shooting pull-up jumpers. Weak. Bro,
I think MB should have won it last year. I think that was the year MB should have won. That first year,
yeah.
Come on, bro. That was the year Chris Paul was at Oklahoma City. Didn't nobody think Oklahoma City was going to do nothing.
Right.
Nobody expected them to make the, you know what I'm saying?
I just watched his Pivot episode with him and Chris.
That motherfucker was dope. I ain't going to hold you.
Pivot's one of my favorite podcasts.
I love
Pivot. Scottie Pippen?
No, Pivot, the Pivot podcast.
Who's on there?
Ryan Clark, Shannon,
okay.
Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
They kind of broke away from I Am Athlete. Right. All right, so if you a GM, NBA GM, and your first pick, it's like a fucking fantasy draft. You starting your franchise. Who's your first pick, Q?
In a prime?
No, right now.
Oh, right now.
Yeah, right now in the NBA.
Ooh. Damn, that's a hard question.
If you just emptied all the rosters out and you just pick one player, they said you can have one player.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
A veteran or just
another? If you want to build your team around.
Because that's what I say. You said right now.
Yeah, right now.
So I got to pick. If I got to pick one, I think I'm going to go Jason Tatum.
I was just right
saying. I said I won't tell. That's my pick.
And the reason, Luka would be my second. But here's my problem with Luka. Luka's like a LeBron. The system got to go around Luka.
Real talk.
He tries on defense.
Yeah.
Give him that. He tries on defense, but he don't really play defense all that good. So at least you know Tatum's going to, you know what I mean? Even though we talked about Tatum ain't really got that dial, but at least he going to attempt to. Luka don't play no defense. The system's got to go around him. You really got to put a bunch of role players around him.
Right.
As it were, Tatum, you could put a number two around him and it'd be cool. He going to make it work.
I know I would lose Tatum. We're going with my pick because I know somebody's will pick Tatum up, but I'm going with Jokic, man.
Oh man, I forgot about.
Damn, I forgot about
you. I'm
going with the Joker, man.
We just talked about that nigga.
I'm gonna say I'm going with the Joker because it's once you seen what he did to AD,
yeah,
the step back off 1 foot.
True.
It's really giving Dirk vibes, but it's like 2.0, 3.0 Dirk.
Yeah.
I give you that.
He's a way better passer.
10 assists and,
oh, yeah.
And 12 rebounds. But Jamal Murray, you know, to have two double-doubles to keep to go ahead and to potentially close out the series.
I thought he had a triple-double last game.
Two, both of them, yeah. Jokic and
they both had triple
Murray
doubles,
had triple-doubles. I don't see how the hell that happened. I might be coming from a Boston fan aspect too. How the hell they didn't do that to us? How the hell Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum didn't? You know what I'm saying? But
Jaylen Brown can't dribble with his left hand. That's fucking.
Yeah, my thing is that we don't have no system. It's dribble, dribble, go to the paint, pass out, dribble, dribble, then to the. You know what I'm saying? Or potential step back three, step back two. You know what I'm saying? We need a system. Me being a true Boston fan, I feel like we never really had a system until we had Ray Allen and them. We had our hoopers, Antoine Walker, Paul Pierce, hoopers together. They're going to hoop. They're going to really get down together, you know. Not too athletic, neither one of them, but they're going to ball. They're going to hoop out, you know what I mean, all the way till you get Rondo with.
I think Rondo should be in the league.
Rondo is actually about to be on Boston's coaching. He's about to be with the staff. But
okay.
Rondo definitely could, but Rondo's hands is bad. You know, he got long-ass fingers. He keeps breaking his thumbs and shit like that. But
they need Rondo to teach Jaylen Brown how to dribble.
Yeah.
But Jaylen Brown, if I had to rank my NBA, my favorite players right now, Jaylen would probably be third.
It's definitely Jaylen
and Lillard.
It's definitely Jaylen and Tatum for me.
But Jaylen, it's like he was dribbling during the season. He wasn't doing this stuff during the season. It's like he got to the playoffs and he went back to how he was last year.
Some people fold up in them bright lights and the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how do y'all feel about when people say that they think the NBA scripted, they think that the NFL scripted? I mainly hear people that gamble talk like that.
But hold on, before we get into that, I would like to give a note to our sponsors, A&F Beauty Bar. 5019 Preston Highway, right behind the Popeyes. If you got dreads, wicks, flat irons, natural hair, Diamond Ray Thomas, the owner of A&F Beauty Bar, will take care of you and tell them Big and Lazy sent you. But as far as sports being fixed, my thing is, though, they ain't got to fix it. It's either win or lose.
Yeah.
It's the game. Miami Heat are Denver Nuggets. The money's about the same. It might be 60% Nuggets, this and that. You got the spread. You got the over-under. It's going to either go over, it's going to go under. You got Jimmy Butler over 26 points. He's going to score over. They ain't got to fix it. It's win or lose.
Yeah.
And my thing is, though, especially in the NFL, all these disgruntled players, all these crazy, you know, CTE. Somebody would have came out. All these cell phones and social media. Somebody, you know what I mean? Ain't that much, what's it called when you sign a written disclosure? Ain't that much disclosure and shit in the world. So, I don't think so. People just, oh, it's fixed, it's fixed. No, it's not.
It's too big to fix. Because then you got to put a bunch of people, in the pocket.
The only thing that could sway games to me is the refs.
True.
Yeah. NBA, NFL. I think I'm going to start watching other sports to see if the refs is anything to play. Because, I mean, I feel like the refs suck, man, to be getting paid as much money as they get paid.
I'm a referee.
You know what I'm saying?
But
see, I don't think you suck. Mm. I haven't seen you officiate.
That's the
But if my son's he said, parents, if I'm a coach, if I'm a parent, and I feel like, man, you ain't seeing shit,
yeah,
I'm going to let it be known. Because, I mean, I can't hold water when I'm coaching. I'm like, you don't see a clear hole?
Yeah.
Come on, Coach T. Come on, Coach Lazy. Stop.
Yeah.
Man, they need instant replay everywhere.
I
wouldn't say referees suck. I do think,
but I'm saying professionals, the ones that's really getting that bag.
I don't think they suck. What I do part of it, I think it is sometimes they want to be the star of the shows. So sometimes they'll make a call that they really don't need,
right?
Or they might not be paying attention.
Well, go back to Tatum foul in the season when LeBron went up, and Tatum clearly just fouled him. That's my boy.
Yeah.
But that's a clear foul. I ain't saying nothing. In the court, even if I'm hooping, it's good. I take that call.
But you got to remember, the referees are human, too, and to be imperfect is to be a human. Like, we can't miss everything. Like, speaking as a referee, I'm certified with the state of Kentucky, but both of the games I've refereed, and I'm first year, I got to get, you know, start at the bottom. It's elementary, fourth, fifth grade. Might have had a sixth grade here and there, but the game is 4-2. The final score is 4-2. Like, you know, I foul here and foul there. They barely hitting the goddamn rim.
Facts.
So I thought I had to put a blade out on somebody. The parent, it was 4-2, and it's about late fourth quarter, and she, I'm toxic of this shit, and she came on the court like, and we had to throw her out the game. Like, I was scared walking to my car, actually. Like, I saw that.
I wouldn't be a ref, though. It's too much pressure.
Bro, oh, my God, bro.
It's too much pressure being a coach. Mm-hmm. To me, look at all these coaches what's your boy's name?
Monty Willis. Yeah,
that was the Suns coach, right?
Yeah,
you got a coach that took his team to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a great coach. Now, if you got 3-4 years and can't get over the hump, then you know, you might need to look at something. But this is the man that got KD late.
That's the point.
You know what I mean?
That's the point.
With Devin Booker that needs the ball as well.
Mm-hmm.
With the aging Chris Paul.
That's hurt.
I think once you add KD, you kind of hurt the system. Because now who's the primary ball handler? Who do you give it to at the end of the game? You know what I mean? Who?
It's the microwave generation, bro. Everything is like this now, instant. Ain't no time
to jail. How you feel about that? Because I think you hit the nail on the head about the popcorn generation, because I feel like that's a lot of reason why our young black men be dying. They want money now. That's why
instant
the females be selling pussy. They want it now. Ain't nobody really willing to go through, you know. I feel like me getting the barbershop
selling pussy
was
for emergencies, not for crab legs, ladies.
It's definitely for emergencies.
Yeah.
If I had a cooch, I would definitely, I need my rent paid.
Remember that little meme? Like, what would you do?
I'm
if
not
you woke up
hungry.
As the opposite sex, I'm selling pussy like nothing going up. If I woke up a female,
man,
nigga, I'm trying to make $10,000 off his fucking cooch in one day.
But how do you feel about that, though, of the popcorn generation? Because I feel like that takes away from a lot. Because even now in the music industry, they signing the popcorn, the talent, the talent that's no talent. They said that's the new talent. It's no talent. I feel like all the rapping I ever did, me, you know, you can look me up, Lazy Fool, all platforms. But all the rapping I ever did, I feel like I tried too hard now because Booty Ho Brown, you know, you took over the world, man. You know.
You say whatever on the track now.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as it's catchy. Here's the thing, though. Popcorn Generation goes back to what we talked about earlier, social media.
And I wasn't saying that to diss Sexy Red. I love Sexy Red.
Yeah.
She's dope. You know, I applaud all the female rappers that are raunchy because I feel like the generations before, you can't say, oh, they nasty, they rap this, they sang this, because nasty lyrics go back to what's that song In Between the Sheets?
Yeah.
Ron said, oh, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Coming on strong.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen
to them R&B songs back in the day.
You know?
It ain't nothing, but we talking about fucking.
Sex, sex, sex. And then you speed it up. Right now, lick it good, suck this. Mm. That's, what, 10, 15 years ago from now.
Yeah.
Now, all these women got to rap about their pussies and all that. You ain't got no MC Lights and you do. You probably got a cute MC Lights and Queen Latifah. But look how they got treated, you know?
True.
Speaking of female rappers, Cardi B killed that verse.
Yeah, Cardi B kills everything.
Oh, my gosh, she killed that verse. What's it?
The one with Lotto?
Yeah.
Cardi B's been killing shit since she dropped Blow Black Red, whatever it's called.
Blow Black Yellow.
Yellow, whatever it is. She has been on a run. And since we on female rappers, I think Nicki only fucks with the females that she's not intimidated by. Because she beefs with all the other females, but she hopped on Pound Town with Sexy Red.
Yeah.
Because who is Sexy Red?
I would flip it, though. I think she fucks with the female rappers that she can intimidate.
Facts.
That's the female rappers she fucks with. The ones that I could bully. The ones that look up to me and think I'm all of that and I'm the shit.
Facts. Because to me, Nicki ain't been good for years.
She had a good run, though. But
she had a great run. I think because we hadn't seen a female like that since Kim. And I think she's doing the same thing that she said Kim was doing, hating. Every time it's a new chick come out, Nicki be hating on Megan Thee Stallion like a motherfucker.
But you did
everything that Lil' Kim did. Everything. She said something about Megan Thee Stallion have a curly fro with the curly hair. But shit, Lil' Kim, she tore that shit up. You know what I'm saying? From 95, 98 on. You know what I'm saying?
Right, Kim, I had the biggest crush on her as a child.
Me too. Especially when I seen that poster of her album cover.
Ah, yeah.
In my uncle's room.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She did everything. That's what I'm saying. Everybody has to pay homage. If you don't pay homage, that's where you get the popcorn generation from. Cool, we just going to do a whole bunch of shit that we think that's going to pop, and it's going to pop. Nobody's probably even really writing music anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's when you get the Migos.
Speaking of music, yeah, R.I.P.
Take off.
So A&R comes to you, or somebody comes to you with a blank check. Two artists to make a song. I'm going to go with my special guest, Q. You got two artists. You a rapper, whatever you're doing. You got two artists to make a, from be old, dead, young.
So, okay, you said old, dead, or young. Whatever. If I'm doing now, it's Drake and Cardi.
That's tough.
Because you know, Cardi been on, like you said, since Bodak Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi ain't dropped the album since.
Nope.
She done dropped a couple singles.
That's really? It.
She ain't dropped the album since she hops that on. Album.
But that's why I say Cardi's the GOAT right now, because she's paying homage to all the new chicks. All she got to do is
she give them a
hop
life.
On a feature.
Yeah. She gives
like
them
the Scarlip girl.
Yeah.
She do the shit. She do the shit Drake do. When she knew, I'm going to hop on your shit. And it ain't that I'm trying to take Shannon with. Yeah, I'm not trying to take shine from you. I'm gonna give you shine because I'm who I am. I'm Drake. I'm Cardi.
Facts. I'm gonna go with Drake too.
Uh-huh.
Only because the industry don't let Drake miss.
They don't.
You know, even if we don't fuck with it, I don't like this song. It's on every radio station. He can go overseas with it. Drake can't really do no wrong. But if I'm going with love, like my love of artists, you know what I'm saying? I would have to go with somebody like Yak. I love
Kodak.
Yak. Yeah, I think Kodak is one of the most underrated rappers. If you really can sit down and dissect the shit he's talking about through the album, especially like that Calling My Spirit, stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You know what I'm saying? The Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? Bruh's really deep, you know what I'm saying? But it's the popcorn generation, the Lil Pumps, the Blue Faces, and then once he is amongst clowns, you know, because he's in the industry, a lot of people are like, I can't fuck with that. I like Starlito. That's what we need. Starlito, you ever see it? Yeah, come on there and fuck with us, man. So we can give you your flowers, man, because Starlito is one of them people, and Don Tripp is one of them people that give you shit to survive off of. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I can connect with bruh, whether you're in the streets or, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's music, substance, that I can go back to 12 years ago, and damn, this track gives me the same feeling. But if I didn't go Drake, I would go Yak and Kevin Gates.
Give me Beyonce and Travis Scott. Travis Scott.
Why Travis? Travis is in heat right now.
Huh?
Travis is kind of hot right now from that incident.
What incident?
I don't know.
The festival.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I ain't got nothing. I'm just talking about.
My thing is, I didn't have a problem with that because, especially with I had a problem with kids dying.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. But I've been to a Travis Scott concert. I've been in the mosh pit. If you're a fan of Travis Scott.
Really?
Your child should have not been at a Travis Scott festival unless they, because actually, if you are a person that is not demonic, I'm not demonic, but when I was in the mosh pit,
yeah,
that's a place to be.
Where was he at?
I was at the Yum Center.
I came here?
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? And you got white boys stepping on your shoes, and you can't say nothing because they ain't even looking your way. They just mosh pipping.
Yeah, I heard having a good time.
I needed to leave. That's a workout. I went to sleep afterwards.
Okay, before we get out of here, the Big and Lazy Podcast, and no lie, man, if you don't follow this man on social media,
that's to follow him. Go ahead and tell him your stuff, too.
Tell him your stuff real quick.
Ah, shit, bro. You know what it is. I always say your boy, Mr. Bell, a.k.a. Captain Hate. I got to go through my whole little shit. This is what I normally do on the pod. Mixed Vibes Podcast. You got to do a search to Mixed Vibes Podcast. All our podcasts will pop up. From the Mixed Vibes Podcast, the Mixed Vibes Sports, my solo shit, Hold Up and Another Thing. You know what I mean? Like, we've been doing this shit for 3 years, but next week it'll be 3 years since we started dropping podcasts in.
But I say that, man, this man is at Fast Out Restaurants 3 or 4 nights out the week.
The review TikTok and YouTube shit is coming too.
Yeah, if you're looking for some goodies, I'll fuck around a little bit too. Instagram is _BFINES. Yeah, man, he's a good restaurant. Give us one. Plug us one restaurant. We can be local, anything.
You said one. So I know, I'm pretty sure y'all been to Four Pegs. Four Pegs is one.
It's some good wings.
Four Pegs is dope. Now you put me on the spot. Italian joint. It's CIAO.
Mm-hmm.
It's over and off Payne Street, local in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
That mug's good.
Is it expensive?
Nah.
About $30 a plate, $40 a plate.
Cheaper than that. About 20.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
That's 18. And then it's a Mexican restaurant. I can't think of the name of it, but over in New Albany, right there by where the old Dairy Queen used to be.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, right there by it ain't on State Street.
It's up from State Street. Yeah. Down there by the White Castles. Can't think of the name of it. Like I said, you put me on the spot. If you want Mexican, go there. The Italian joint, CIAO, and then you want some wings, Four Pegs.
What you got over at Ty J? What's this?
I like Tasty Mo's, man. It's a chick that really throws down in the kitchen. She's about to own a restaurant pretty soon. Her restaurant's in the works right now. Her name is Mo Jones on Facebook, and man, she made me a buffalo lemon pepper catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've been messing with her ever since. She comes in the barbershop all the time, you know. But, man, we thank y'all for tuning in again, man, to the Big and Lazy Podcast. The Big and Lazy Show.
Appreciate that.
Man, we appreciate the love.
Appreciate my homie stopping by.
Shout out B. Haywood.
Yeah.
Our producer.
Greatest producer in the world.
You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate the love and attention that our city been giving us because that's what's going to make us worldwide,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And if you're looking to come on here, just holler at us. DMs,
definitely.
Text, whatever.
We got, and I'm telling y'all, we got a lot of special guests lined up that y'all going to be like, damn, man. Like, I didn't even know that they own it like that. You
Man,
know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
And if you want to follow me, go ahead and follow me on Instagram as well, Gritty and Lazy USA. And, man, episode 2 in the books.
Brandon Fies on Facebook. We out.
Let's get it.
These niggas hate when you ballin', these bitches lovin' you poppin'. I'm on some cool shit, I'm feelin' this bottom, baby, I'm too lit. I'm on the bullshit, I don't want no shots, got a whole fit. You know I'm a fool, bitch, nigga, you look wrong, get your whole hit. See a real nigga, she on it, I'm cutthroat and she know it, yeah. Henny and his hottie, got her out of body. I know she a thotty, but I ain't gon' tell nobody. Henny and his hottie, got me at my body. Been turned up since it started, but I ain't trying to hurt nobody, yeah.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.